AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In Oklahoma City, just a short while ago, a pair of bagpipers leading a procession into the memorial to the 168 people killed in the federal building bombing at just about this time, 20 years ago. Bud Welch, whose daughter was killed in the blast, says it took him 5 years to find the courage to forgive Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols.
When you're able to forgive, it's all about you. It has nothing to do with the perpetrator. And when you're able to forgive, you release yourself, not anyone else, just yourself.
Italian Coast Guard ships and planes are desperately trying to reach some 700 migrants on a boat that's capsized as it was trying to make the trek from Libya to Italy. So far, only 28 people have been rescued. 24 are known dead. AP's Nicole Winfield reports smugglers are known to use unsafe vessels.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats, so they've used cargo, container ships. Whatever they can get their hands on, they shove them, they overload them with as many refugees as they can.
A video posted online today by the Islamic State group appears to show the killing of two different groups of captured Ethiopian Christians in Libya. It includes the footage of hostages being shot dead in southern Libya, others being beheaded on a beach. In Iraq, more than 90,000 people in and around Ramadi on the road, fleeing Islamic State fighters trying to take the city in Anbar province. AP's Joseph Kraus has more.
The people that are fleeing are residents of the western Anbar province, which is almost entirely Sunni Muslim. The UN said that they're fleeing mainly to Baghdad or to the city of Fallujah, which is held by the Islamic State group.
This is AP Radio News. An out-of-control wildfire forces the evacuation of 300 homes in Southern California. Cal Fire spokesman Mike Mueller tells KNBC-TV, protecting the people and their homes is paramount to his crews.
We have close to 800 firefighters on scene, but our priority is obviously life and property to make sure that those structures and the citizens are safe.
Serious problems found in the testimony and evidence provided for some 20 years by FBI forensics examiners. Mike Gracia tells us more.
The Justice Department and FBI acknowledged 26 of 28 examiners in the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit gave flawed testimony that favored prosecutors in trials over more than two decades prior to 2000. The Washington Post reports the cases included 32 in which defendants were sentenced to death. 14 of those have either been executed or died in prison.
Hundreds of defendants and prosecutors in 46 states and the District of Columbia have been notified. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.